Today's Amud is Ma'id Katan Chavava Min Aleph. We're holding on Chavheim Abiz by the last word, Tan Rabbanan. So says the Gemara Tan Rabbanan, Ve'ilu Krayin Shein Misachin. The following tears, a person is not allowed to sew it back up in a way of Misachin, which is to sew it back well. A person's not allowed to sew the following tears up. Ha'kairei al Aviv Val Imai, one who tears Kriya for losing one of his parents. Val Rabbi Shlimdoi Taira, or for losing a Rebbe. Val Nasi, Val Avbezdin, a Nasi for Avbezdin. Val Shmuel Sarais, or if a person hears about a mass casualty. Val Birkas Hashem, someone who hears someone cursing. Rachman Latsana Kadosh Baruch Hu. Val Sefer Taira Shenisraf, or he sees a Sefer Taira that's burnt. Val Ari Yehuda, or he sees the Ari Yehuda that they're destroyed, Vahala Mikdash, Val Yerushalayim, any of these things that are destroyed, the Kaireya al Mikdash, Umaisif al Yerushalayim. Now, if a person tears Kriya already for the Beis HaMikdash, so then if he sees afterwards, he sees Yerushalayim, he doesn't have to tear a second Kriya, rather he just is Maisif, he just has to add to the first tier, but he doesn't have to actually do a new tier. Now, the Gemara is going to go through the Makairis of each halacha. So says the Gemara, Aviv v'imai v'rabbi shalim d'taira minala. So first of all, where do we even know the chiv to tear kriya for one of a person's parents or for his rabbi? So says the Gemara, Dechsev, the Pasuk says, when Elisha saw his rabbi, he saw Eliyahu Navi go up to Shemayim. So the Pasuk says, V'Elisha raya v'umetzaik, Avi, Avi, Rechav Yisrael u'parashav. It says that Elisha, he cries out, Avi, Avi, Rechav Yisrael u'parashav. And the Pasuk goes on to say that he tears Kriya. And the Gemara Darshan said, Avi, Avi, Ze'avi v'imai. So that's the Makar that we see, that there's a chi of Kriya for a person's father and mother. And Rechav Yisrael u'parashav, Ze'rabbi, Shalim Doi Taira. That's the Makar that the person's Chayv to tear Kriya for his Rebbe. Now, my mashma, where do we see from the words Rechev Yisrael Farashav that it's talking about a person's Rebbe? Kedemetargim Rav Yosef, like Rav Yosef translated, that what does it mean, Rechev Yisrael Farashav? It means Rebbe, Rebbe. He was saying, he was screaming out, Rebbe, the Tav Lohain Li Yisrael, who was so good for Klal Yisrael, but Slaysay with his Tefillah. His Tefillahs were so beneficial to Klal Yisrael, Miratikanu Parashan, more so than chariots and horsemen. His Tefillahs were able to accomplish more. So we see that when Elisha said Rechav Yisrael Farashav, he was calling Eliyahu his Rebbe, and for that he tore Kriya. So this is the Makar that for a person's parents and for his Rebbe, he tears Kriya. And what's the makar that when he tears kriya for one of these things, so he doesn't, he's not allowed to sew it back up? The chsiv, as the pasuk says, in that very pasuk, it says that Elisha tore kriya. It says v'yachzik b'vgadav v'yikraim l'shnayim kraim, that he tore his beged into two tiers. Now mimashmash v'nemar v'yikraim in yadiyash l'shnayim. Once the pasuk tells me that he tore it, so I know that he tore it into two. That's the definition of tearing. Elamilami, what does it mean he tore it into two? Why does the pasuk have to stress l'shnayim? Elamalame shakruim va'imdim l'shnayim lo'aylam, that it permanently remained two parts because he wasn't allowed to sew it back together. So that's the makar that for such a kriya, a person is not allowed to sew it back up. Now, Amar Le Reish Lakish Rabbi Yechanan. Reish Lakish has an interesting kasha to Rabbi Yechanan. He asked Rabbi Yechanan an interesting kasha. How could this be the makar that a person's chayv to tear kriya when one of his parents or his rebbe are nifter from this world? Eliyahu chayu. Eliyahu Anavi was never nifter. He went up to Shemayim alive. So Stam, why did Elisha tear kriya? Or Stam, we definitely can't learn from here the chayv to tear kriya when a person loses one of his parents, a rebbe. In this story, Eliyahu Navi didn't go anywhere. Eliyahu was alive. So Amar Leh, Rabbi Yochanan explained to Reish Lakish that Kevin deksiv loy ra'ahu oid legabe didei kemeis tame. Since it says that Elisha never saw Eliyahu Navi ever again, so to Elisha, it was as if Eliyahu Anavi had died. Even though it wasn't true that Imamish died, he went up to Shemayim alive, but since Elisha knew Baruch HaKadosh that he was never going to see Eliyahu Anavi ever again, so therefore to him, it was like a case of a Rebbe, of a parent that died, and that's why he tore Kriya. The Ritva explains, as we just alluded to, that this doesn't mean to say that if a person moves out of town from his parents, or he moves out of town from his Rebbe, so now he tears Kriya, even if he's never planning on coming back. First of all, because says he probably is planning on coming back. But even if he's never planning on coming back, he can't know that for sure, that he's never going to see the parent or the Rebbe again. In all likelihood, probably he will see it. Even if it's not likely, he still might. And therefore, there's no chiyuv to tear kriya. It was dafka over here by Elisha, being that Elisha knew Baruch HaKodesh, that he was never going to see Eliyahu Navi, that's why he tore kriya. Says the Gemara, Vayter now, Navi Vav Bezdin. We said that there's a chiyuv to tear kriya for a nasi and an av bezdin, Ushmua Yisaharais, and also for hearing about a mass casualty. So Minalan, what's the makar for this? Says the Gemara, Dechsiv, the Pasuk says, after the war with the Plishtim, it says, V'yachzik David Bivgadav Yikraim, but David HaMelech tore kriya, V'gam kol ha'anashim asher itoy, everybody that was with him, V'yispitu V'yivku, V'yatsumu ana arif. They fasted until the evening. Why did they do all this? Al Shaul, Val Yoinasan Benoi, Val Am Hashem, because Shaul was Nifter, his son Yoinasan, and the Am Hashem, there was a large amount of Yidden that were Nifter, Val Beis Yisrael, Ki Naflu Becharev, they all fell by the sword. So now Shaul's a Nasi. He was like the leader of Klai, so he's the Nasi. And therefore, this is the Makar that there's a Chi of Kriya for a Nasi. Yoinasan's Av Bezdin, so that's the Makar for Av Bezdin. And Al Am Hashem, Val Beis Yisrael, that they died by the sword. So that's the makar for Elu Shmua Yisharais, for a mass casualty. When a person hears about it, he has to tear kriya. Amar le Rav Bar Shvalu Rav Kahano, however, he asked Rav Kahano, Ve'ima Adah Havukulu. How do you know that there's a separate chi of kriya for a nasi, for an avbezdin, for Shmua Yisrais? Maybe the reason why David HaMelech and his people tore kriya in this case, in this story, is because of all the things altogether. And maybe a person's only chayef to tear kriya if he has all these things altogether. So Amar Le Rav Kahana responded that al hifsika inyan. That no, from the fact that the pasuk says al shal va'al goynasam benai va'al amashem va'al beis yisrael, we see that there's a separate chi of kriya for each one, and for each individual there's a chiyuv to tear kriya. Now the Gemara doesn't over here really tell us what's the makar that he's not allowed to sew it back up. So we see from here that there's a chiyuv to tear kriya. What's the makar that he's not allowed to sew it back up? So presumably, as we'll see from the Hemshech of the Gemara, it's a gzeira shava of kara kara, from David HaMelech tearing kriya to Elisha tearing kriya. We learn out that just like by Elisha, he wasn't allowed to sew it back up, so to David HaMelech, he wasn't allowed to sew it back up. Now ask the Gemara Akasha, Umikarina na Shmuel Sarais, is that really even true that there's a chi of kriya for Shmuel's rice? Va amrule the Shmuel, but they told Shmuel, Katal Shibar Malka tracer alpha Yehudai, that Shibar Malka had killed 12,000 Jews, but Mizigas Kesari, in the city of Mizigas Kesari, Veloi Kara, and Shmuel didn't tear kriya. So you see from here that there's no chiyuv kriya for Shmuel Sarais. Says the Gemara, Lo yamru ala b'rayv tzibur k'maisa shahaya. Then no, there is a chiyuv, but the question is, how do you define Shmuel Sarais? 12,000 Jews, as terrible as it is, that's not together Shmuel Sarais. Shmuel Sarais is when rayv of the tzibur dies, like in the maisa shahaya by the plishtim, that there was rayv of the tzibur. Mestame it wasn't rayv of Klal Yisrael, maybe it was rayv of the city, rayv of a shevet, rayv of a tzibur, however we're magdar that, when they die, so that's considered Shmuel's Arais. Now ask the Gemara about this story with Shmuel. Mikatal Shibar Malka Yehudai. Is that really true? Shibar Malka killed Jews? He killed especially 12,000 Jews? Va'amar le Shibar Malka le Shmuel. Shibar Malka one time said to Shmuel, that Tasi Li, I deserve credit. Deloi Kat Li Yehudai Me'aylam. I never killed any Jews. So you see that Shibar Malka praised himself about the fact that he didn't kill any Jews. So how do we make sense of this story that he killed 12,000 Jews? So says the Gemara that Hasam Inu Garmi Lenafshayu. When Shibar Malka said that he deserves credit because he never killed Jews, he meant he never killed Jews just because of the fact that they were Jewish. And the story of the 12,000, they caused it to themselves because they rebelled against him. So since they rebelled against him, that was something different. That's why he killed them. But it was never just because of the fact that they were Jews. Rav Ami said that Lekol Yiseri the Mizigas Kesari, that it was because of the extra sounds of the harp in Mizigas Kesari when the Yidden were rebelling against the Shibar Malka. So Pakashura de Lutkia, so the walls of Lutkia were breached, and so you see that it was because they rebelled, that's why that they were killed. Albirkas Hashem Minalan, how do we know for hearing someone cursing a Kadosh Baruch Hu Rahman Ulatsan that the person has to tear kriya? Tichsiv, as the pasuk says, Vayava Yal Yakim ben Chilkiya Ashir Alabayas Veshevna Asayfer Vayoyach ben Asaf Hamaskir Chiskiyo Kruye Begodim, that they came after the Anshe Chiskiyo, after they heard Hashem being cursed, so they came with torn begodim. So we see that the Anshe Chiskiyo, they tore kriya for hearing someone cursing Hashem. And Tan Rabbana, we learned in the Braisa that Echad HaShemeya ve'Echad HaShemeya ve'Echad HaShemeya mipi HaShemeya chayv l'kraya. It doesn't matter if a person hears the person himself cursing Hashem, or he hears it secondhand. Someone else tells him that, oh, plainly cursed Hashem. Both, in both cases, he's chayv to tear kriya, whether he heard the man himself cursing or whether he heard secondhand the person, someone telling him about someone else that cursed Hashem. Va'edim einan chayav in l'kraya. However, the edim themselves, when they report that someone cursed Hashem, so they don't have to tear kriya a second time when they give the report. Shekver karu b'shah sheshamu, because when they heard the man cursing, they already tore kriya. When they say it over a second time, they don't have to tear kriya a second time. Now b'shah sheshamu mayhavi, says the Gemara. Really, why wouldn't they have to tear kriya when they? Well, who cares of the fact that they tore kriya already when they heard the man himself cursing Hashem? Hakashami hashta, they're hearing it again right now when they're testifying about it. So they're hearing it mipi ha'shemeya. They're hearing themselves say it, so there should be a second chi of kriya, like we said before. Hashemeya tears kriya, and Hashemeya mipi Hashemeya tears kriya. So right now, when they testify about someone else cursing Hashem, they're basically being Hashemeya mipi Hashemeya. They're hearing it from themselves. So says the Gemara, lo sekla daitach. No, they don't have to tear kriya a second time for hearing it from themselves. Dichsiv, and we know that from the Anshei Chizkiya themselves. Dichsiv, because the pasuk says vayhi kishmaya hamel chizkiyo v'yikras begodav. It says that when the Anshei Chizkiyo, when they reported to Chizkiyo about the man who had cursed Hashem, so it says that Chizkiyo tore his clothing. So the Gemara's medayik, Hamelech kara v'heim lo karu. It was only the Melech Chizkiyo that tore his clothing, but they themselves, the Edom, when they reported it, they did not tear kriya a second time. And how do we know that by a person who tears kriya for Birkas Hashem, that he doesn't sew it back up? Asa kriya kriya. We learn out the gzeira shav of kriya kriya from Luchayra, from Elisha. There's a girsa by Rashi, in Rashi by us, who says David, but that doesn't seem to really make so much sense. It seems like the proper girsa really is Elisha, and we learn out kriya kriya from Elisha, because it's by Elisha, that's where we already mentioned before Makar, that he wasn't allowed to tear it back up. Now, Tan Rabban, says the Gemara Vayter, that Sefer Torah Shenisraf Minalan, had we know that there's a chi of kriya for a Sefer Torah, one who sees a Sefer Torah that burns, Dichsiv, as the Pasuk says, when they read the Megillah of Eicha to Yahiyakim, so it says, Vayika Kray Yehudi Shloish Talasayis V'arba, he read three psukim, he read four psukim, and then finally, Vikre'eha Betara Sefer, then Yahiyakim, he tore the Sefer with a razor, Vahashlich La'esh Asher La'ach, and then he threw the parchment, he threw it into the fire. So it explains the Gemara, what was the story? My shalosh tulasis va'arba, what does it mean, three and four psukim? Amru leila hayakim, they said to Yahiyakim, that kasav Yirmiyah sefer kinnis, that Yirmiyah wrote a sefer kinnis, which we call sefer of Eicha, that Yirmiyah wrote Eicha. So Amr lehu, so Yahiyakim said to them, maksivbe, what does it say in Eicha? So they said, it says, Eicha yashva bedad, it speaks about how Yerushalayim is going to be exiled, the Anshei Yerushalayim are going to be, Yerushalayim is going to be alone, the Anshei Yerushalayim are going to be exiled. So Amar Lehu, Yahiyakim said to them, okay, I know Malka, Lamaisa, I'll still be the king. Whether I'll be king here in Yerushalayim, I'll be king elsewhere, Lamaisa, I'm still being the king, so that doesn't bother me too much. So Amrulei, they say to him, Bochei Tifka Belaila, that the Beis HaMikdash is going to be destroyed. Again, he says, I know Malka, I'm still going to be king. Golsu Yehuda Me'ayni, they say that the Anshei Yehuda are going to be exiled, and they're not going to have any sort of menucha while they're in Golis. Again, I know Malka, I'm still going to be king. Darchei Tzion that the people aren't going to be Oyla L'Regel anymore. They're not going to be Oyla L'Regel. Ana Malka, I'm still going to be the king. Hayutzareha L'Reish. Finally they tell him that no, the enemy, he's going to be the king. Tzareha L'Reish. The enemy is going to be the king. Amr Lehu, now Yahiyakim says, Man Amra, whoa, who says this? So they say to him, Ki Hashem Haiga Al-Reith Peshaeha. Then it's Hashem talking. It's Hashem talking against Klal Yisrael, against Al-Rayf Peshah, because they're doing Averis. Miyad, immediately when Yahiyakim hears this, Kadar Kulas Karei Sheba, he ripped out all the Shemais of Hashem that were in the Megillah, Usarfan Be'esh, and he burnt it into a fire. He threw it into a fire. V'hayna Dechsev, and that's what it says, that V'loi Pachdu V'loi Karu Es Begdeyan. It says when the people that were there, when they saw Yahiyakim do this, so the Pasuk rips on them, and it says that they weren't scared, and they didn't tear their clothing. The mechlal de bayu lemikra. So it's mashu from the pasuk that they did the wrong thing, that really they were supposed to tear the clothing. So you see from here, say for Tyrus and Nisraf, there's a chi of kriya. And Amar le Rapapa le Abaye, Rapapa said to Abaye, who says that the chi of kriya over here is because of the sefer Tyrus and Nisraf? Emer mishum Shmuel Sarais. Maybe the reason why they were supposed to have torn kriya is because they were talking about Shmuel Sarais, how everyone's going to be exiled and Beis Hamikdash is going to be destroyed. Maybe that's why they had to tear kriya. So Amar Lei, so Abaye says back to our papa that Shmua Yisrais, Bahi Shaita Mihavu, that no, there were no Shmua Yisrais at that moment. It was all just a Nevuah about what's going to be. A Nevuah, we could do Tshuva, we could daven and possibly change that. So it can't be the reason why they were supposed to have Torah and Kriya is because of the Shmua Yisrais. Rather, it was because of the Sefer Tirish and Israf. Now Amar Rav Chalba, Amar Rav Huna, Haraya Sefer Tirish and Nikra, a person who sees a Sefer Tirish getting torn up, he's Chayiv L'Kriya Shtei Kriyas. He has to tear two times. Echad Al Gvil, Vechad Al Ksav. Once for the klaf, which also has kedusha, and once for the actual isyos. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, "Achrei soif hamelech," the king burnt as hamegillah ve'as hadvarim. You see, it's two things. He burnt the megillah, the klaf, and the words. It's two separate inyanim. Rav Abba and Rav Huna Bar Chiya havu yasvi. Says the Gemara story that Rav Abba and Rav Huna Bar Chiya were sitting together, and the girsa we'll go with is: Come, Rabbi Abba. Rabbi Abba got up, lepnuye. He had to go to the bathroom. Shaklu l'teitefte nachsi abesadia. So he took off his tefillin and he put it by the pillow. And asoi bas naimisa and boy lemivle. And an ostrich came and wanted to eat up the tefillin. So Amar, so Rav Abba commented and he said that hashda, now if the ostrich would have eaten the tefillin, he chayvin lishtei kriya. I would have been chayv to tear kriya two times, once for the parchment and once for the isyos. However, Amar Lei, Rav Huna said to Rav Abba, "Minalacha, how do you know that you would have had to tear kriya in such a case?" But b'didi ava ovda, at one time happened to me a similar thing. The asoy the kameder of masa. So I came to Rav Masna to ask him what I had to do. V'loi have a bidet, and he didn't know the halacha. Asar the kamid Rav Yehuda. V'amar li, and Rav Yehuda said to me, that hachi amar Shmuel, this is what Shmuel said, loi amru ela bizraya ukamaisa shahaya, that it's only if you see the Sefer Torah being torn up or burnt with an intensity, with a force, that's when there's a chiyuv to tear kriya, like in the maisa shahaya with Yayakim. But if an animal was going to go and eat it, so then there's no chiyuv to tear kriya. Are Yehuda Minalan, how do we know that there's a chiyuv to tear kriya upon seeing the Are Yehuda being destroyed or in their destruction? Dechsiv, as the pasuk says, after the Chorban, there were people who they didn't yet hear about the Chorban Beis HaMikdash. And they went to go bring a Karban Mincha to the Beis HaMikdash. And as they got close to the Are Yehuda, and they saw that the Are Yehuda were destroyed. And the pasuk over there says, V'yavayu anashem mishchem mishilo mishemrain, shmoin amish migulche zakan ukriye begadim miskoidim, u'mincha levayna biyadim lahavi Beis Hashem. It says that they tore their clothing, and they continued on to bring the mincha to the Beis HaMikdash. They didn't yet realize even that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, but when they saw the Arei Yehuda that were destroyed, they tore kriya. And Amr Abchelba, Amr Ula, Bira, Amr Belazar, that Haraya Arei Yehuda b'Chorbanan, when a person sees the Arei Yehuda and he has to tear kriya, he doesn't just stop tear. Aymer, first he says, Arei Kachcha Hayu Midbar, that your holy city is turned into a Midbar, v'kairaya, and then he tears. And Yerushalayim b'Chorbanan, when he sees Yerushalayim in its destruction, Aymer, he says, Tziyon Midbar Haisa, Yerushalayim Shamama, that Yerushalayim is desolate, v'kairaya, and he tears kriya. And based on Mikdash b'Chorbanai, Aymer, he says, Kachenu v'tifartenu asher hilalucha, that Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, and our treasure was destroyed, the Kaireya, and then he tears Kriya. Kaireya Mikdash Umaisif al Yerushalayim. We mentioned in the Braisa that if a person first sees the Beis HaMikdash, so he tears Kriya, and then when he sees Yerushalayim, he just has to be Maisif. He doesn't have to have a separate tear. Now ask the Gemara, Raminu, I'll ask you a stira. It says, Echad HaShaymeah v'Echad HaRaya, whether one heard about the Beis HaMikdash or Yerushalayim being destroyed, he lived at the times of the Chorban, and he heard about it being destroyed, or he sees it in its destruction even today, Kevin Shegia L'Tzayfim Kaireya, as soon as he gets to Tzayfim, so that's when he has to tear Kriya. The Kaireya Mikdash Bifnei Atzmai, Val Yerushalayim Bifnei Atzmai, and he has to tear a separate Kriya for the Beis HaMikdash and a separate Kriya for Yerushalayim. Not like the Braisa says that he could just be Maisif. So says the Gemara like Asha. The Bryce is talking about where a person, if he first saw Yerushalayim, and then he saw the Beis HaMikdash. So he saw the Yerushalayim, he tears Kriya, and then when he sees the Beis HaMikdash, he tears Kriya a second time. The Bryce before was talking about a case where it's the reverse, where first he saw the Beis HaMikdash and he tore Kriya, so then he doesn't have to tear a separate Kriya on Yerushalayim, then he could just be Maisef. Now how could a person see the Beis HaMikdash without seeing Yerushalayim? So it's not so complicated. complicated, especially nowadays. If a person travels towards the Makom HaMikdash in a car, and he's sleeping, or he's not looking out the window, so then it could happen that he first sees the Makom HaMikdash, and then afterwards he heads out and he sees Yerushalayim. So in such a case, on that, that's what the Braisa said, he doesn't have to tear a separate kriya, then he just has to be Maisef.